Sports Beat Extra. This week marks an historic moment for Waterford FC as the first ever senior women's side kicks off their maiden season in the SSE Airtricity Women's Premier Division this Saturday. The club was initially awarded a licence to compete in the league back in November 2024 and has been steadily adding to its ranks in preparation for the 2025 season. I got the chance to catch up with some of the players and manager Gary Hunt ahead of the opening game of the season. Waterford's first ever game sees them travel to Markets Field this Saturday to play Treaty United. Manager Gary Hunt says he's looking forward to finally getting going.
Yeah, we're all excited now. You know, we're looking forward to getting going. It's been a few weeks coming. We've had probably a little bit of a longer pre-season down to the fact that we are new. So I think as time's passed on, we've now, you know, it's like when's Saturday coming? So look, we're all ready and we're all excited for it.
Yeah, and obviously the first time being in the league, there was a lot of work that went in behind the scenes to get this squad to where it is now for competing at that professional level in this division. You know, it can't be understated, the gargantuan effort that's been put in, can it?
No, 100%. You mentioned it there. I think the club put that plan in place, you know, so many years ago, and so much good work has been done in the background by a lot of people. And you know, I suppose I'm being put at the forefront of it now, but I have to acknowledge all of those people that done the work to get to here. Yes, there's still a lot more work to do, but as I said, we're taking the milestone off now and come Saturday afternoon when that first whistle blows.
And what's been the message to you? Because obviously there's a mix of players in this squad, those that would have played senior games before, either at Wexford or other clubs, and then you've got some who've come up from the academy, mainly Daniel Griffin and the likes of them. What's your main message to them, obviously, going in? Because they'll be at different levels when it comes to competing at a senior level.
Yeah, of course, they will. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to bring in some players with a little bit of experience, you know, and we wanted to get at the right balance there, because what we want to do is we want to go in and compete in the league. We don't want to just go in and become a number. We find that we've got a good balance of that at the moment, where we have a little bit of experience, but we also have some young players, you know, who I believe have the ability to compete against the other teams in this league. And I'm really looking forward for those to see where they're at, you know. And yes, there'll be a lot of work that we need to do, but, you know, it's going to be great for them, especially any of the local players that have now that opportunity to grow up looking at, you know, not having to travel to Wexford, not having to travel to Cork and things like that. And now they can go and play for their own club, and that's exciting in a sense too.
And how has the squad been gelling together? Obviously, again, we talk about that diversity of background coming into the squad from different clubs or even from the academy setup. Have they almost fit together like they've been playing their whole lives, or has there been a few growing pains there?
I've been really impressed in how they've all gelled together a little bit throughout pre-season. You know, I don't see any clicks. I don't see anything like that. I see a lot of players wanting to engage with one another. Look, time will tell on the football pitch and what we need to do in that sense. But from a squad dynamic point of view, I think we're in a really good place. There's some good people in the group. There's some good staff, and there's some good people behind the scenes, and all of that helps, you know. And hopefully, as I said, you know, we can put the detail on the football side of things. But if you have a group that want to be together, it gives you half a chance.
Goalkeeper Maeve Williams was the side's first signing. She made the move from Wexford after making over 70 senior appearances for the Purple and Gold. The 22-year-old shotstopper said it was a tough decision to make, but a no-brainer when it came to representing her hometown.
Yeah, it definitely was a tough decision. It wasn't one I took lightly. I think when the Waterford squad came up in the first place, it was really enticing for me, being from Waterford myself. But the club in Wexford did so much for me the last few years. I was there for 7.5 years, so definitely wasn't a decision I took lightly. It seemed kind of like a no-brainer for me when the Blues came along.
Is there a sense of nostalgia you coming back to play here?
Yeah, a small bit. Actually, I haven't represented Waterford since kind of schoolgirl days. It's great, like, coming into the arena. I've never really trained consistently in the arena before, like in the facilities we have here. It's going to be great to play in the RC. I've actually never played on the pitch before. Yeah. I'm absolutely delighted to be here. It's a privilege to play for my hometown club, you know.
How does it feel to be a senior player in the team?
It's a bit strange, all right. Like, obviously, it came from being kind of one of the youngest in Wexford, or part of the younger group in Wexford. So coming into a new team and kind of being one of the older players is strange for me. But I have to say, like I said, the group has gelled so well. And I don't think there's any kind of there's no kind of massive age difference or anything. So I think that helps us in terms of building relationships off the pitch.
Must be a sense of excitement, obviously, for you. Not only are you getting the season started again, but it's a historic time. Obviously, you're going to be part of the first ever Waterford women's senior team to play in the League of Ireland. What's that mean to you?
It's like I keep telling people it's a privilege. Like I've grown up watching Waterford, going to the games in the RSC, and to play for the club now is, like, I keep using the word privilege, but I'm delighted to be here. Like, I think, like you said, it's historic. It's going to be the first senior women's team in Waterford. Like, and it's a really big deal for the club, and it should be a really big deal for the kind of the people of Waterford as well, and the fans, to see that like women's football in Waterford is growing. And you know, it's going to be great for young girls in Waterford to be able to come to the RC on a Saturday afternoon and hopefully see a clear pathway for them where they can progress if they like.
Last week she was saying, you know, it's obviously a fantastic move for you. She's delighted that you're able to go off and pursue that journey of play with your hometown club. Saying that though, she's also more looking forward to the fact that there's now going to be a Southeast Derby in the league. Yeah. Is that something for you? Like, I know you played them in a friendly, but when you come up in that first competitive game, do you think there'll maybe be a bit of, oh, great to see you or whatever, or will it just be completely stonewalled when you go
there? Yeah, I think it'll be strange for me. I have a lot of friends there, like, and have a lot of really good memories, like, with the girls in the club in Wexford, and it will feel strange playing against them, but like, I'm delighted to be representing Waterford. And I think before the game, it'd be nice to see the girls again, but I think once we step onto the pitch, that, you know, there won't be too many friendships there. And you know, Wexford are gonna, like, obviously they have a wealth of experience there, so they're gonna bring that into how they play. But in the similar way, we're hoping to kind of counteract that and bring our energy that we have, and we're a young side, and you know, we'll be buzzing to get going, like, and play that first Southeast Derby. So I think, yeah, like, although for me it'll be strange, I'll be looking forward to representing Waterford against Wexford.
The squad is made up of a good range of new signings, but alongside them are a number of academy players who've made the step up to the senior setup. One of those players is Danielle Griffin. The Glenmore native will also captain the women's side for their first ever season, a position she doesn't take lightly.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really big honour. Well, I think in the squad there's a lot of leaders. It's not just myself, but definitely it's special to lead that team forward. And I hope that I lead by example, in the sense that I push myself in every session, and I'll do whatever it takes for the girls when it comes to game day to get the best result we can.
And what was it like when you found out that you were going to be captain? You know, were you, was it just after training, or was it a call that you got off the manager? What was the crack?
Well, I actually had been captain for both pre-season games, so I guess I wasn't so sure if I would be captain for the season, but it wasn't so much of a surprise when Gary let me know. He announced it to us a few days ago during training. So, yeah, that was special. But, yeah, I think I kind of knew based on pre-season the way he had me in as the captain, but yeah, no, it's an honour for sure.
Waterford's first home game in the league will see title hopefuls and FAI cup holder Shelburne make the trip to the RSC. Griffin is under no illusions a win against Shells would be a monumental task, but for a team just finding their footing in the league, she says support, especially at home, will be vital.
Yeah, like, it'll be a tough ask stepping up to Shells. They are like a really strong side, but I guess this is what our pre-season's been all about. We've been working really hard behind the scenes, and I think our aim for the season, it's going to be to really compete against those newer teams like ourselves, and then come out with the best result we can against the likes of Shells. And there's obviously the chance we can go and beat Shells. That would be a class result, but yeah, we're also realistic, and we hope we can get people out to support us for that game, because it's those games, those really tough games, where the support is really going to matter for us.
The Waterford FC women's side will play their first game this Saturday against Treaty United at Marcus Field. You'll be able to catch more of my conversations with Danielle, Maeve and Gary this Saturday on Sportsbeat Extra.
Sportsbeat Extra. Beat 102-103.